With an update of state and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda. Good morning. By a vote of 5-3, the Miami Historic Preservation Board yesterday denied a request to declare the Miami Herald building in which we sit an historic site. The city's preservation officer had argued the yellow edifice on Biscayne Bay, built in 1962, met the criteria for such a designation. The majority of board members disagree, concluding there was nothing special about it. The executive director of the Dade Heritage Trust, Becky Roper-Matkoff, who led the preservation effort, said they were disappointed but put up a good fight. And the ruling now paves the way for the Genting Group to proceed with plans to demolish the building for a future resort that may or may not include casino gambling. Genting bought the building and its surrounds last year for $234 million. The Florida Senate has launched a website for public input on the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. Lawmakers are charged with deciding on how to set up health insurance exchanges. That's a marketplace for people and businesses to choose and buy affordable health care coverage. They must also decide whether to expand Medicaid to more low-income Floridians. Representative Matt Hudson is a Naples Republican. He's also vice chair of the House panel on the health care law. He says the federal government has not given the states enough information yet.
All those kinds of things are yet to be determined, and those are things that, quite frankly, we should not be jumping to do this. Frankly, I think some of the states that have jumped early and have jumped on board without knowing that, frankly, I think their legislatures border on malfeasance.
The exchanges will start in 2014. If Florida does not set up a state-run exchange, the federal government will do it for them. A new study ranks 34th in the nation when it comes to overall health. Florida, the state of Florida, the United Healthcare Foundation study considered several factors, including the percentage of people who smoke, the percentage of those without health insurance, and the state's obesity rate. Being overweight is a factor. Being diagnosed with diabetes, the state ranked 38th for the percentage of adults with the disease, adult onset diabetes. Dr. Roberto Madrid is the West Regional Medical Director for United Healthcare. He says diabetes can be prevented.
If you can reduce your weight by 5%, that's just 5 pounds for every 100 pounds, you reduce your risk of going from a pre-diabetic state to a diabetic state by 60%. That's better than any medication.
Madrid recommends making small changes to lose weight. He says things like taking the stairs instead of the elevator can make a big difference. The America's Health Rankings report also found 20% of Florida's population lacks health insurance. Only 4 states fared worse. More than 300 nonprofit organizations will be participating in the first Give Miami Day tomorrow. It's a 24-hour online event being produced by the Miami Foundation, which is matching a percentage of all donations with support from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation. Donors can go online to givemiamiday.org and search a database of charities in Miami-Dade. The event begins at midnight. And in sports, LeBron James with 27. Dwayne Wade is hot. He had 26. The Heat pull away in the second half to beat the Atlanta Hawks 101-92. They are now 10-1 at home this season. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.